With conditional orders, time is on your side, and you sleep well at night. Welcome to CurrencyCast. My name is Augustine McKinley. I'm the senior financial writer at Cantox and your host. In this week's episode, we take a close look at conditional FX orders, a powerful tool when executing your FX hedging strategy. Towards the end of this podcast, we'll reveal the unique role played by conditional orders in currency risk management, especially when it comes to delaying the execution of hedges. A conditional order is an order to execute a spot or forward transaction to buy or sell the currency against another, but only if a certain level is reached. Conditional orders include stop loss and take profit orders. While stop loss orders are created with the purpose of avoiding losses beyond a certain limit, take profit orders are designed to take advantage of favorable moves in currency markets. Note two time-related aspects of conditional orders in forward markets. A, the tenor of the underlying forward contract is established. So for example, it could be a one month, or 6 month, or a 1 year forward contract. And B, the validity of that order is also established. So that order could be valid for 2 weeks, for 6 months, or even on a good until canceled basis. Stop loss and take profit orders are usually set on an OCO basis. One cancels the other automatically in order to avoid the same exposure from being hedged twice in the event of extraordinary market volatility. Note too that in the event of extraordinary market volatility, your conditional FX order might be executed at a less favorable rate than anticipated. This limitation exists not only in FX, but in all financial markets. The main purpose of conditional orders is to provide a safety net around an FX rate that the treasury team wishes to protect. That rate could be the rate that is used in setting prices, in other words, the campaign or budget rate, or a worst case scenario FX rate. Say that you wish to protect an FX rate of 1 euro equals $1 on a spot basis while the market is trading at 108. It would be perhaps prudent in this case to set 3 stop loss orders, each covering a third of the exposure at say 102, 1 and 098. Assuming that the 3 stop loss orders are executed, you're mathematically securing your budget rate or a worst case scenario FX rate. In hedging programs designed to protect a budget rate, the buffer that is set towards the start of the campaign period between the market rate and the rate to be defended with stop loss orders provides risk managers with a key asset, time. As long as stop loss orders are not executed, the passing of time means that hedge execution is delayed, while currency risk is firmly under control. And that brings 4 systematic advantages. A, more time to update cash flow forecasts. B, less cost in terms of the carry in the event of unfavorable forward points. C, no need to set aside immediately cash for the purpose of collateral requirements. And D, more netting opportunities. And that's not all. With luck, your take profit orders might be executed as well. We recently backtested a hedging program designed to protect the budget rate of a UK-based exporter with sales in emerging markets. Over a 4-year period between 2017 and 2020, the treasury team would have outperformed the budget rate in 3 out of those 4 years. And in the remaining year, it would have achieved a hedge rate equal to its budget rate. In 1 year alone, outperformance was just shy of 6%. Delaying the execution of hedges while keeping FX risk firmly under control allows treasury teams to hedge on the back of firm sales and purchase orders, which by definition are executed at a better rate than stop loss orders. So there you have it. When setting your FX hedging strategy, consider using conditional orders. Time will be on your side, and you'll sleep well at night. Finally, if you're drafting your upcoming budget, download our budget hedging report and find out how to use conditional orders.